This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez. The state has released a damning report into the patterns and practices of the Aurora Police and Fire Departments, finding both are violating rights of residents. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The 118-page report condemns numerous policies and practices, finding the departments are violating both state and federal law. It concludes APD takes a racist approach to policing at times, and officers routinely use excessive force. Investigators also found fire department EMTs have been inappropriately administering ketamine to people being arrested. The investigation was sparked by the death of Elijah McClain after officers attempted to violently arrest him 2 years ago. It was made possible by a new state law passed in the wake of George Floyd's killing. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Tips to Colorado's anonymous student reporting system were up in August over last year. Here's CPR's Andrew Villegas.
The Safe to Tell program got nearly 1,000 tips in August. That's up 36% from August the year before. Officials say the increase is likely because many students returned to in-person school following COVID-19 closures last year. The system lets students report things like bullying, drug use, and threats of violence. Suicide threats were the most common tips sent to the system in August, followed by welfare checks and school complaints. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
Pueblo and Colorado Springs are both in the low 80s. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.